Oh, hi. Good morning. It's, what the heck is it? 7:41. 7:41 a.m. on Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Shut up and dance with me. Whew. I got my blood going. So, yeah, we had a bit of a storm yesterday. If you saw the pictures on Google Plus, that's the next morning. That's the hail that's left after yesterday afternoon's storm. It's a little bit bigger than quarter-sized hail. I don't think it's quite golf ball size, but it was loud. Jeez. The heavens opened something afternoon, right around 1 o'clock, it opened up. And unfortunately, my younger was on the road with the car. And had enough sense to pull over, but the roof took a bit of a pinging, as they say. It took a bit of a pinging. And it had been raining. It started around noon. And it didn't really, I mean, at about 12:15 it opened up. But nothing to write home about, a little bit of hail. Just after 1 o'clock, that all changed. That became something very different. The house next door is, I'm going to say, 50 feet away, 60 feet away. You couldn't see it. The hail was so heavy, you could not see the house. The water crested the street, it flowed down my sidewalk. And created a hell of a mess. I'm walking through leaves, small branches that have been cut off the trees. Mother Nature did a little pruning yesterday. Whew. Also, my metronome going, so after the very bouncy Shut Up and Dance With Me, I popped right into 120 beats a minute. So I'm a little breathless this morning. But it feels good. Today's ambient was like 58. It's early yet. It's not supposed to be terribly hot today. We've got a few ice cubes still left from yesterday. So the writing course is still going on. I'm still enjoying it, and they're focusing more on current work in progress, which is good because it's really helping me focus on the story I have rather than trying to make up a new one. But I realized, because the assignment for yesterday was What does your main character want and why? And I have two main characters, because I have Zoya and I have Natalia. And I've spent a lot of time focused on Zoya for these exercises. And I thought, oh, okay, let's do this for Natalia. And it occurs to me that I don't really know. She wants to keep flying. She wants to keep her ship moving. But why? And we're supposed to drill down at least five why questions from the surface answer, which was because she wants to. Make a living. Which seems kind of obvious. But there are other ways to make a living. So there's actually a cluster of reasons that I finally settled on. I have to only pick one. So there are a cluster of reasons. One is that the Peregrine is a gift from her father. And it's a really valuable ship. It's the last of its kind, so she really wants to keep it space-worthy. There's also the issue of independence. Her father is probably the biggest influence on her life, although her mother is also an engineer. And she grew up with a pair of engineers who were rebuilding the Santik spacecraft, only to have them turn around and give it to her when she went away to the academy. She's also drawn to toehold space. The regimentation, the regulation, the predictability of the High Line, of CPJCT space, is not something she's really... Well, for one thing, it's not something she's really been exposed to in any kind of meaningful way, because her father always was taking her down to toehold space. Her first run-in with real regulation was at the academy, so she's got a bit of a culture clash between her sort of freewheeling independent spirit, family of origin, and the regulations of the Officer Academy at Port Newmar. So it's no surprise that she wanted to escape back into toehold space. But where her father made it look so easy, she's finding it a little bit more difficult. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Ah, yeah, monk post. It was wet, and when I slapped it, it sprayed water in my face. Jesus. Blech. So I think, you know, it's the big motivator for her, the big, what does she want? Leaves here are like 3 inches thick. So my big conclusion is what she wants to maintain her independence, because she really doesn't trust CPJCT. She doesn't want that lifestyle. And she wants to keep this ship flying out of respect for her father and her mother. And the interesting, as I'm thinking about this, the interesting thing about it is that she's gonna smash that fence, holy crap. One of those plastic stockade fence things. Crack the tops off. The hail. Pieces of plastic all across the sidewalk. Anyway, the interesting thing is her mother went to work when her mother and father separated. Something which doesn't seem to have affected Natalia in a great deal. Yeah, that's what people do, sort of feeling about it. There's no stigma attached to it. But clearly that sort of spirit of independence, that distrust of CPJCT that is sort of unstated in her father, which is going to be interesting and home run, because her perceptions of what her father does and likes and is going to be somewhat modified. It clearly wasn't shared by her mother, and it couldn't have been the overwhelming influence. I have to answer some other questions. Some of the other questions. Biggest fear, fondest dream. I'm at a bit of a disadvantage because the exercise we just did before this was comparing the cultures of toehold space, of current situation in the story versus the family of origin culture. Well, how are they different? How does the character see those as different? And I did Zoya, because Zoya is a really interesting character in terms of her early life versus the change she had to make for the academy and for being, for all intents and purposes, banished to whole space, which we now know is not exactly the way she sees it. So it's been really useful, it's been really interesting for me to go back and dig into these characters a little bit. Now that I'm almost to the end of, well, I'm halfway through this book. I've written two books about them already, which really helped to inform me about them. It's how I know what some of this stuff is. I think what I might do is go back and do that exercise again, but do it with Natalia this time. Because while she's talked about her childhood, I haven't really gotten into who she was as a child. And not really understanding why she went to the academy. I need to go back and read. Some more. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I don't know if I'm going to get to talk to you tomorrow because I've got to go to the outpatient surgery tomorrow at 7:30. I don't know how long it'll take. I don't know when I'll get back. Maybe I'll get to talk to you. Maybe I won't. But at any rate, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then. If I can find this recording, I'm going to shut it off.